Khaled Young Dumb Broke. He's going to be at Longitude this weekend. I'm going to be there tonight along with Ed Smith. Ed Smith's going to perform his wonderful show live on air. And then I am absolutely going to tear the underpants off. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to vroom. Anyone who's seen me behind the decks, you will know that I have a relationship with them. And it is rowdy and it is fun. And you are going to dance your ass off. So if you're knocking around, do come in and say hello. Got to say a big up to the Western Lakes Cycling Club. They're heading out this Sunday. They're going to cycle from Ballinrobe around the picturesque Lochmask. And they also get a teddy and a medal at the finishing line. And I'm told by a very good friend of mine, Kenneth McCarty, that I inspired the teddy bear, which looks absolutely lovely. I must tweet this and actually send it out. I don't know how I inspired it. Perhaps it's the lack of a beard on my face. I don't know. But thank you so much. Anyway, Kenneth, for getting in contact. And the best of luck to everyone involved. It is, of course, for a great cause. So do take part if you get a chance. Now, quite a few people getting in contact here. We mentioned this about superstitions and how at times... most times they can actually really, really tee off. And I've got Keen on the line. Keen, how you doing, man?
How are we getting on, Ferg?
Good, good, good. Keen, let's talk about this. Let's trash it out on the table, right? I was saying that, you know, people getting all worked up about Friday the 13th isn't really my bag. I don't really like it. And you feel in the same boat, yeah?
I am. I don't like it at all.
Go on, go on. Tell us, what's your story?
Basically, my girlfriend, she loves waving at magpies, and I can't for the life of me understand why. Every time we go out in the car or walking down the road, if she sees a single one, the arms are going 90, they're flailing left and right just to say hello to the magpies, to salute them.
I'll be honest with you now, I have been in cars with people that do this, predominantly ladies, and you know, I've a lot of time and respect for ladies, but predominantly ladies, they act like they are a trooper in the Second World War at any good march or rally in 1943, the pace at which they wave at their magpies with the hands going up and down to salute himself. I don't know. It's just a bit mad, isn't it?
It is a bit mad, yeah. It drives me up the walls, up the walls.
Now, I actually know someone else who's a very good friend of mine that, you know, has been told that this owl waving habit isn't the best in the world, so now she winks at magpies. That's her new thing.
Winks at them.
Winks at them, because that's going to make all the difference. Do you ever hear such codology? Anyway, listen, it's thanks for coming ridiculous. On with us, Keen.
No bother, Ferg. Cheers,
you're
man.
A gent. Good luck. Ferg, walking under ladders, you just mentioned there a few minutes ago. I've avoided four ladders today. You wouldn't know what you're getting yourself into. Be careful, Ferg. Be careful out there. It is Friday the 13th. Oh, come on. Are we still doing this? Another person has got a contract saying, Ferg, I would be very, very, very careful about what I eat on Friday the 13th. For me, I even cut my food up really small because I'm afraid that most of the chunky bits I put in my mouth are just about the right size for me to choke on. Really? Really? Oh, good God. Here's Dennis Lloyd. Never mind. On Today FM.